Chapter 7. Arthur Engstrom came into Jesse's office with a leathery, gray-haired man that Jesse didn't know. "This is Mr. Guilfoyle," Arthur said. "Runs a small boat rental operation out of Ned's Cove. Says one of his boats is missing. Don't seem like much except for that floater, so..." He shrugged. Jesse nodded. "Thanks, Arthur," Jesse said. "Have a seat, Mr. Guilfoyle. Tell me about your boat." "A little day sailor, 12 feet long, Marconi rig, no jib, sent aboard." Jesse nodded as if he understood, or cared. "And when did it go missing?"
"Woman rented it from me last month," Guilfoyle said. "Never returned it."
"How long did she rent it for?"
"Just the day. These boats sleep no one, you know? Nobody rents them overnight."
"Do you have the woman's name?" Jesse said.
"Sure," Guilfoyle said. "I don't pass these things out like samples. I got a credit card and a driver's license. But the thing is, my boat is down in Nelson's place, and among the other boats. Nelson didn't even know he had it until one of the kids that works for him tried to put one of his own boats away, and there was a boat in the slot. He recognized my ID number on the bow and called me. For Christ's sake, she didn't even clean it out. And what was in it? Trash. Half a loaf of bread, some plastic cups, paper napkins all soaking wet, some moldy cheese, a couple apple cores, empty wine bottles, some rotten grapes. Didn't even put it in the damn bag.
Where was the bag from?
Ranch market in town. Like somebody bought stuff for a picnic. Just lying on the floor of the boat," Jesse said.
"Yeah.
Who's Nelson?" Jesse said.
"Paradise Reynolds," Guilfoyle said.
"He's the big guy in the business, right over here off the town wharf."
Jesse nodded.
"I know the place. You think she made a mistake, took it back to the wrong place?"
"How do you do that?" Guilfoyle said.
He wore a pink striped shirt and white duck trousers with wide red suspenders. The shirt was unbuttoned over his chest as if he were proud of the gray hair. "I mean, he's here. I'm way the hell down the other end of the harbor. He's got 100 boats. I got 15. He's short and fat."
"And you look like Cesar Romero," Jesse said.
"Yeah, right. So how does somebody make that kind of mistake?"
"Hard to figure," Jesse said.
"Plus I got a damn driver's license. I always hold it until they bring the boat back."
"You have that with you?" Jesse said.
"Yeah. A credit card slip and her license."
Guilfoyle took a brown envelope out of his hip pocket and put it on the desk in front of Jesse.
"Kid's sailing the boat over to my place. I gotta charge a credit card for all the time it's been gone, you know?"
"That'll be up to you and the credit card company," Jesse said. "I'll need to hang on to the license for a few days."
"What if they want some kind of proof?"
"I'll make it available," Jesse said. "I just want to see what happened to the woman."
"Something happened?"
"Yep."
"I don't want to get involved in no trouble," Guilfoyle said.
"Don't blame you," Jesse said.
"But you think I might?"
"Not unless you're what happened to her," Jesse said.
"It's that dead girl they found floating down by the wharf."
"Don't know if it is or not," Jesse said.
"But if you look at the picture on her driver's license..."
Guilfoyle paused. Jesse was shaking his head.
"Oh," Guilfoyle said.
"Thanks for coming in, Mr. Guilfoyle."
"Yeah, well, I don't want no trouble over this. I just want to get paid for the time my boat was missing."
"And I wish you well on that," Jesse said.
"I'm going to talk with a lawyer."
"That'll be swell," Jesse said.
Guilfoyle looked at him.
Jesse looked back.
"Don't lose that license either," Guilfoyle said.
"Okay," Jesse said.
Guilfoyle lingered.
"Thanks for stopping by," Jesse said.
Guilfoyle hesitated another moment, then went.